हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे हरे। कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम रामो हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे हरे। जयो राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधा वृंदावन बिहारी राधे। जयो राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधे। जय गिरि गोवर्धन गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन। जयो प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय जय गुरुदेव। निथाय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल निथाय गौर हरि बोल। कलियुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। सो दिस मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 4 चैप्टर 21 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड इंस्ट्रक्शंस बाय महाराज पृथु टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। अहम दंडाधरो राजा प्रजानाम इह योजिता रक्षिता वृत्तिदा स्वेषु सेतुषु स्थापिता पृथक्। अहम दंडाधरो राजा प्रजानाम इह योजिता रक्षिता वृत्तिदा स्वेषु सेतुषु स्थापिता पृथक्। अहम दंडाधरो राजा प्रजानाम इह योजिता रक्षिता वृत्तिदा स्वेषु सेतुषु स्थापिता पृथक्। दंडाधरो राजा सेतुषु स्थापिता पृथक्। अहम दंडाधरो राजा प्रजानाम इह योजिता माताजीस। अहम दंडाधरो राजा प्रजानाम इह योजिता अहम आई दंडधरा कैरियर ऑफ द सेप्टर राजा किंग प्रजानाम ऑफ द सिटीजन्स इह इन दिस वर्ल्ड योजिता एंगेज्ड रक्षिता प्रोटेक्टर वृत्तिदा एम्प्लॉयर स्वेषु इन देयर ओन सेतुषु रेस्पेक्टिव सोशल ऑर्डर्स स्थापिता एस्टैब्लिश्ड पृथक डिफरेंटली। Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: King Prithu continued, "By the grace of the Supreme Lord, I have been appointed the king of this planet, and I carry the scepter to rule the citizens, protect them from all danger, and give them employment according to their respective positions in the social order established by Vedic injunction." Purport: A king is supposed to be appointed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to look after the interest of his particular planet. On every planet, there is a predominating person, just as we now see that in every country, there is a president. If one is a president or a king, it should be understood that this opportunity has been given to him by the Supreme Lord. According to the Vedic system, the king is considered a representative of Godhead and is offered respects by the citizens as God in the human form of life. Actually, according to the Vedic information, the Supreme Lord maintains all living entities and especially human beings to elevate them to the highest perfection. After many, many births in lower species, when a living entity evolves to the human form of life, and in particular to the civilized human form of life, his society must be divided into four gradations as ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatum Varnyam Maya Srishtam, etc. The four social orders, the Brahmanas, the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, are natural divisions of human society, and as declared by Prithu Maharaj, every man in his respective social order must have proper employment for his livelihood. It is the duty of the king or the government to ensure that the people observe the social order and that they are also employed in their respective occupational duties. In modern times, since the protection of the government or the king has been withdrawn, social order has practically collapsed. No one knows who is a Brahmana, who is a Kshatriya, who is a Vaishya, or who is a Shudra, and people claim to belong to a particular social order by birthright only. It is the duty of the government to re-establish social order in terms of occupational duties and the modes of material nature, for that will make the entire world population actually civilized. If it does not observe the institutional functions of the four social orders, human society is no better than animal society, in which there is never tranquility, peace and prosperity, but only chaos and confusion. Maharaj Prithu, as an ideal king, strictly observed the maintenance of the Vedic social order. Prajayate iti praja. The word praja refers to one who takes birth. Therefore, Prithu Maharaj guaranteed protection for prajanam, all living entities who took birth in his kingdom. Praja refers not only to human beings, but also to animals, trees, and every other living entity. It is the duty of the king to give all living entities protection and food. The fools and rascals of modern society have no knowledge of the extent of the responsibility of the government. Animals are also citizens of the land in which they happen to be born. And they also have the right to continue their existence at the cost of the Supreme Lord. The disturbance of the animal population by wholesale slaughter produces a catastrophic future reaction for the butcher, his land, and his government. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrijatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tamsajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari ऋषभानुस्तु ते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो टुडे वी आर डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम द फोर्थ कैंटो ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर नंबर 21 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड इंस्ट्रक्शंस बाय महाराज पृथु टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। सो वी आर सीइंग हाउ इन दिस फोर्थ कैंटो ऑफ द श्रीमद् भागवतम देर हैव बीन डिफरेंट एपिसोड्स दैट हैव बीन डिस्कस्ड टिल नाउ द दक्षा एपिसोड विच वेंट ऑन फॉर अराउंड 6 चैप्टर्स एंड देन वी सी द एपिसोड ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज विच वेंट ऑन फॉर अराउंड 4 चैप्टर्स बट इन द फोर्थ कैंटो द मैक्सिमम एम्फेसिस विच सुखदेव गोस्वामी गिव्स इज टू दिस सेक्शन ऑफ पृथु महाराज विच इज गोइंग फॉर अराउंड 9-10 चैप्टर्स दिस इज द predominant section which Shukdev Goswami is describing in the fourth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, thereby giving a very important message how this section of Prithu Maharaj, his personal life, his instructions are very important for ordinary living entities, for all the citizens, for all the practicing devotees, to help one to advance in their Krishna consciousness. So we have seen how Prithu Maharaj, in the previous chapter, he has received the audience of the Supreme Lord, and the Supreme Lord is very much pleased with the qualities of Prithu Maharaj, his non-competitive attitude, especially after the Indra episode, we saw how the Supreme Lord was very much pleased. And he comes and he offers benedictions to the Prithu Maharaj. And Prithu Maharaj tells that, my dear Lord, if you want to give me any benediction, I don't want any material benediction. If at all you want to give me any benediction, please give me this benediction that I can perform unalloyed devotional service. And he is asking for millions of years to hear Krishna Katha. So the Supreme Lord gives him that benediction and then the Supreme Lord leaves. And then in this chapter we see after Prithu Maharaj has bid farewell to the Supreme Lord and is returning back to his city again, this chapter begins by speaking in the first section of how the citizens who love Prithu Maharaj, how they welcome Prithu Maharaj and how there is a very gorgeous arrangement for Prithu Maharaj to be received back in his city and how the citizens are very much happy to receive Prithu Maharaj, that they decorate the city with all kinds of different decorations. It is explained that the different kinds of pearl garlands are being set around all over. Then there are beautiful cloths that are there and then the entire road is been washed with beautiful scented water. And in every houses, there are different kinds of decorations that are there. And then the citizens, they come and they offer lamps and flowers to Prithu Maharaj, a kind of offering worship to Prithu Maharaj, expressing their gratitude for having such a wonderful king as their leader and having demonstrated such wonderful qualities. But it is explained, Shukdev Goswami speaks that how even though Prithu Maharaj received all these grand welcome when he was received back in the city, but he did not have even a little bit of pride. Generally, when an ordinary person is glorified and is given lot of praise and honor, the general tendency is to become proud. But here it is explained how Prithu Maharaj was not at all proud of all the glorifications and all these reception that was offered to him. And then Prithu Maharaj reciprocated with all the living entities, with all the citizens wonderfully by giving wonderful blessings. And thereafter, in the second section of this chapter, we see, although Vidura has heard for the past 5-6 chapters about the glories of Prithu Maharaj, but still Vidura expresses his desire to hear more about the glories of Prithu Maharaj. He requesting Maitreya Rishi that please speak to me about more activities of Prithu Maharaj. There definitely must have had some more activities. So Vidura is also very much inspired to hear about the activities of Prithu Maharaj, having heard for 5-6 chapters. Here again in this chapter, in the first section, he is telling, no, please speak something more about the activities of Prithu Maharaj. And then we see that how Maitreya begins to describe about the rule of Prithu Maharaj, how when Prithu Maharaj was ruling in the land which was falling between the river Yamuna and Ganga, how he performed devotional service and spent all his life. And then he engaged in performing a sacrifice, and then he explained about the beautiful features of Prithu Maharaj, about how Prithu Maharaj, his face is very beautiful, he is very tall, his chest is very broad. The entire beautiful descriptions of Prithu Maharaj, Vidura is telling Maitreya. And then finally, before Prithu Maharaj is beginning to address all the assembly, all the citizens, it is explained about the different qualities of the speech of Prithu Maharaj. How Prithu Maharaj, the different qualities he explained, 7 qualities are explained. How Prithu Maharaj's speech was very beautiful, charu. And Prithu Maharaj's speech was chitrapadam. It was with full of metaphors. And slakshnam. It was clearly understandable, whatever Prithu Maharaj is going to instruct to his citizen. And the 4th quality of Prithu Maharaj explained that mrishtam. It was very pleasing to hear. Generally, instructions are not very pleasing. Generally, no one likes to hear something in an instructive tone. It always feels that, oh, why is he telling me to do something? But when Prithu Maharaj was speaking, it is explained that all the citizens are very pleased to hear. That was the way of Prithu Maharaj's speech. And it was with full meaning. Gudam, Maitreya Muni explains. Aviklavam, without any doubt, it was very clear. And Sarvesham Upakarartham. Prithu Maharaj's speech was for the benefit of everyone. So that's how, before Prithu Maharaj is beginning to speak in this section, Maitreya Muni is speaking about the 7 qualities of the Prithu Maharaj's speech. Very beautiful, flowery, clearly understandable, pleasing to hear, meaningful, without any doubt. And then we saw yesterday, Mohan Vilas Prabhu spoke on how Prithu Maharaj began to give instructions. And the first instruction which Prithu Maharaj has began to speak is, a noble person, before he takes any decision, he puts it in the assembly of everyone. And then further discussion can be had. So that's how it is explained. So I was just thinking that even before Prithu Maharaj has begun to speak or give instructions to his citizens, so this section is Prithu Maharaj is verbally trying to give instructions to his citizens. So I was just thinking that throughout this entire section, 5-6 chapters, Prithu Maharaj's life itself has been an instruction. Now he is verbally going to give instructions to the citizens, but the way Prithu Maharaj has led his life till the birth, previous 5-6 chapters, if we go from there till here, as the common saying, we always hear that action speaks louder than words. And Maharaj used to always quote, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, he says that, he used to quote this some Christian saint. He used to say that, preach, preach, preach all day, and if required, speak a little. So that's how we see, although here Prithu Maharaj is beginning to instruct his citizens verbally, but long before, in the 5-6 chapters, if we see the different qualities of Prithu Maharaj which he has exhibited, we can also see this section as preaching to his citizens or instructions to his citizens. Because if we study the instructions, watch, Prithu Maharaj is going to speak to his citizens, is going to preach to the citizens about practicing devotional service unto the Supreme Lord, about the core principles of bhakti. That is the main heart of the instructions of Prithu Maharaj. He tells how one should not offend Vaishnavas, how one should worship the Supreme Lord, the importance of hearing and chanting, about service to Vaishnavas. So the core fundamental principles of devotional service is what Prithu Maharaj is going to instruct or preach to his citizens, so that they can understand the message that he is going to give and they can also apply it in their life and they can go progress in their march towards going back home, back to Godhead. But Prithu Maharaj personally in his life, practicing devotional service, and he is personally exhibited very wonderful qualities. So I was thinking that if we try to understand the few qualities which Prithu Maharaj has exhibited, through which he has already given instructions to the citizens. So the first instance we see in the beginning of the 15th chapter, when Prithu Maharaj is just born from the body of King Vena, Prithu and Archi, they both take birth. And at that time, all the different kinds of demigods come and they offer various kinds of gifts to Prithu Maharaj. And so many people in the Apsaras, the heavenly planets, the Gandharvas, all of them are glorifying, showering their flowers. Kettle drums have been played. And at that time, it's all glories of Prithu Maharaj. Different demigods comes and offer gifts to Prithu Maharaj. And at that time, all these bards, the professional bards, the Sutas, the Magadas and the Vandils, they come and they glorify the Supreme Lord. But this, generally, when a king or someone is being glorified, it is naturally very easy to take that glorification and you feel a sense of elatedness. For the impure soul, when someone glorifies the other person, naturally it appears very sweet than the best of the sweet dishes that is available, because it is very elating for the ego. But we see that Prithu Maharaj, by his own actions, when he's been glorified by all the citizens, especially the Sutas, Magadas and Vandils, immediately Prithu Maharaj is persuading them, stopping them. He tells that you should not glorify me because I have not at all exhibited all these qualities. All the citizens know, because the great sages have proclaimed that he is a great soul. Because of that they are glorifying. But Prithu Maharaj is teaching by example how a leader or an ideal devotee does not like to hear his own glorification. So Prithu Maharaj tells that what you are glorifying me, this glorification is actually criticism. This is not proper. So please don't glorify me. Anyone who is a saint or a leader or a pure devotee of the Lord never accepts glorification. Because whatever glories a pure devotee has or a king has, it is ultimately given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not whatever qualities we may exhibit because of which a person may glorify us. Nothing belongs to us. Ultimately, it is all given by the Supreme Lord. In this verse also we see, by the mercy of the Lord, I have been appointed as the king. So Prithu Maharaj, from before till now, is always conscious of his position, that whatever I am, it is because of the mercy of the Lord. And he immediately stops. So we see the humility of Prithu Maharaj is wonderfully exhibited in the first chapter, about where he is appearing and he has been coronated and the bards are glorifying and he is immediately stopping. So again, action speaks louder than words. Prithu Maharaj, before instructing verbally, he is teaching by example through his own life how he is such a great soul. And then further, when we go forward, we see how when all his citizens are suffering because there is no food and everyone is feeling hungry. And as a responsible king and as a leader, we see Prithu Maharaj demonstrating this quality of para dukkha dukhi. Generally in this world, someone other's distress does not affect the other person. Okay, he is suffering, I don't mind. But we see a quality of a king or a quality of a pure devotee of the Lord is para dukkha dukhi. My citizens are suffering because they don't have any grains to eat. So I need to do something about it. So it is explained that how this French Revolution, it began because there was no food that was available and the citizens were starving because there was no wheat or something. So the message was sent to the queen that, oh, there is no wheat. And the queen said that, let them eat bread or cake, something. So there was such a gap between the citizens suffering and the king or the queen, who was meant to empathize with the suffering of the citizens. And when the citizens came to know that she does not even empathize, then that was the French Revolution that happened. But here we see, when Prithu Maharaj came to know that his citizens were suffering because there was no grains that was available, so Prithu Maharaj, as an ideal king and pure devotee of the Lord, exhibiting this quality of para dukkha dukhi, immediately went and he told Mother Earth, why you are not producing grains. And then mother gave her reasons, and finally Prithu Maharaj told mother Earth to supply grains, and then we see how varieties of grains were supplied. So that is the second quality of Prithu Maharaj, where we see exhibiting the quality of Paradukha Dukhi, where he is speaking. Actions speak louder than words. So before now beginning to instruct, Prithu Maharaj is already instructing, not verbally, but through his actions, that how he is concerned for the well-being of the citizens. And then the third very famous case we see, wherein Prithu Maharaj is exhibiting his wonderful quality, is the famous episode of Prithu Maharaj and Indra, both of them trying to compete with one another. And when Prithu Maharaj surpassed Indra and he was about to perform the 100th Ashwamedha Yajna, how Indra becomes insecure. And because of that insecurity, Indra is trying to do various kinds of things. He is trying to create different kinds of fake avatars. He is trying to dress up as sadhus, and he is causing all kinds of adharma. And then Prithu Maharaj is trying to, his son Vijitashva is trying to attack Indra, and then 2-3 times to and fro this happens. Then finally Prithu Maharaj is trying to kill Indra, but then the sages tells, no, if you try to kill Indra, then this sacrifice will become not be completed, so please don't do that. Then again the sages try to kill Indra, but then Brahmaji comes and stops. And then finally Brahmaji comes and tells Prithu Maharaj that for you let there be only 99 Ashwamedha Yajna. And at that moment of hour, when there is this intense competition is going on between two parties, it is not easy at that time when someone tries to come and intervene and tell. But Prithu Maharaj immediately accepted the order of Brahmaji and said, okay, if you desire that I only perform 99 sacrifices, okay. And Lord was very much pleased because he saw this wonderful quality of Prithu Maharaj again, having this non-envious attitude and willing to obey the orders of the superiors. So again, we see the third episode in Prithu Maharaj's description, wherein his actions is speaking louder than words. And like that, different sections, if we see in this fourth canto, which speaks about the glories of Prithu Maharaj, repeatedly this theme of Prithu Maharaj, before verbally trying to instruct his citizens, is actually through his actions instructed the citizens so many times about what devotional service is and what are the true qualities of a devotee, which is really endearing to the Supreme Lord. So that was the first thing which I wanted to discuss when I read this section of Prithu Maharaj trying to preach to the citizens. Because ultimately, when one is trying to instruct or when one is trying to preach to someone, ultimately preaching is all about transforming the hearts of other person. It is not mere information that we are trying to give someone, whether it be Prithu Maharaj trying to preach or it is any one of us trying to give someone. Ultimately what we are trying to give is, through the instructions, the person's heart has to be transformed. But there is a great difference between when a pure devotee is trying to preach, he is trying to instruct, because of his purity, because of his non-envious attitude, because of his devotion unto the Supreme Lord, that sound has a positive effect. Therefore, we see throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam so many episodes of great souls. Mere with little association, they are able to create the impact. Whether it be Haridas Thakur, who in just 3 days, the prostitute, who is such a sinful lady, comes in contact with Haridas Thakur, and through his purity, he transforms the heart of Haridas Thakur, the prostitute. And she agrees to donate all the money that she has. And Haridas Thakur tells that you shave your head and come here and chant 3 lakh holy names of the Lord. And she is able to come and do that. Just 3 days of association. And we see Narad Muni, how he is converting the heart of Mrigari. When Narad Muni is telling Mrigari that whatever sinful activities you are doing, you are half killing the animals. That is a great sin. Give up this profession. Mrigari tells that this profession has been continuing for a long time. My father, my ancestor, great-grandfather, everyone has been doing this. If I stop, then how my livelihood will continue? And Narad Muni tells, no, you just engaging devotional service, Lord will take care. Yogakshemam Vahamyam. And immediately that message was received by Mrigari and he gave up the profession which his father, it's not easy to make a person change. That's because of the purity of Narad Muni. And Narad Muni preaching to Ratnakar, who eventually turns into Valmiki. So we see there in the scriptures examples of great souls who not only preach through their words, but more importantly, they preach through their purity, they preach through their actions. And as sadhakas, when we try to preach, that desired effect does not come because we don't carry that kind of potency, that kind of purity. So here we see Prithu Maharaj is instructing his citizens. Prithu Maharaj is preaching to his citizens. And after the instructions, all the citizens, they are all overjoyed to hear. They all say, Prithu Maharaj, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Whatever words, whatever preaching you have done to us, we have received it well. Wonderful. Thank you for giving us knowledge about devotional service of the Supreme Lord. Because by your instructions, when we try to apply, then we'll get over this avidya or ignorance. So the desired result of Prithu Maharaj's instructions actually comes to halt. The message is well received by the audience and they actually express their gratitude. So that is the thing. And again in this verse, if we see, King Prithu Maharaj is telling that by the grace of the Supreme Lord, I have been appointed the king of this planet and I carry the scepter to rule the citizens, protect them from all danger and give them employment according to the respective positions. So here in this verse, we see about the role of a Rajarishi. And this theme or this role of Rajarishi of is regularly, whichever kings we read, in the first canto, if we read about Yudhishthir Maharaj, if we read about Parikshit Maharaj or about Bharat Maharaj, this regular theme, Bhagavatam is very consistent in its presentation. We see what is the duty of a king? To give protection to its citizens and to ensure that the citizens are engaged according to their Varnashram. And repeatedly this theme will come. So we see even in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, I tried to connect this activity of Prithu Maharaj giving protection to the citizen to King Parikshit Maharaj. How Parikshit Maharaj also, if we see in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the birth and activities of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj's birth is very glorious because Lord himself protected. But more glorious than the birth of Parikshit Maharaj is activity. Why? Because as it is explained, the ideal king or the ideal ruler, his duty is to give protection to the citizens. And citizens does not mean only human beings. Praja means including the animals. That's what Prabhupada repeatedly tells in the purport. In this purport also, Prabhupada is telling that. So Parikshit Maharaj's ideal rule, the activity was, he gave protection to his citizens by stopping Kali to enter the kingdom. So that is the important section. So we'll try to discuss whatever time we have about the birth and activities of Parikshit Maharaj. Because again, another ideal Rajarishi like Prithu Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj is more elaborately demonstrating this principle of giving protection to the citizens by stopping the influence of Kali and not allowing citizens to get corrupted. So we see in the first canto 12th chapter, when Mother Uttara is carrying Parikshit Maharaj, at that time Ashwatthama is shooting this Brahmastra, and Uttara is very much pained to see that this effulgent Brahmastra is coming towards her. And at that time, she is running towards the Supreme Lord. Pahi pahi mahayogim deva deva jagatpate nanyatvam abhayam pashye yatra mrityu parasparam. So Uttara is running towards the Supreme Lord. My dear Lord, pahi pahi, please protect me. Deva deva jagatpate nanyatvam abhayam pashye. I don't see any other living entity in this world who can give me freedom from fearlessness. Abhayam, only Lord, you are capable of giving me freedom from fear. Now I'm very much fearful because this Brahmastra is coming towards me. Let it kill me. I'm not worried about myself. But this child which I'm carrying, let it Brahmastra not affect my child. Because this child is the last heir apparent of this entire Kuru lineage. So although we see that Uttara did not get her husband back, Abhimanyu died. At that time, Uttara could have felt that my lord was incapable of protecting my husband. So what is the use of going to this lord? How will he protect my son? Because he has failed to protect my husband. Abhimanyu died. But she again, without doubting the ability of the Supreme Lord, knowing that the Supreme Lord is our eternal well-wisher. We may or we may not understand that how Abhimanyu departed is for our good. And the Lord actually protected Abhimanyu by the way taking him back. But Uttara reposed her faith in the Supreme Lord. And she's running to Supreme Lord for shelter. And then the Supreme Lord hears the prayers of Uttara and he enters the womb of Parikshit Maharaj. And he tries to protect Parikshit Maharaj. So Parikshit Maharaj gets darshan of the Supreme Lord in the womb of Uttara. Angushta matram amalam spurat puratam aulinam apivya darshanam shamam tadit vasasam achyutam. Angushta matram amalam. The Supreme Lord gave darshan to Parikshit Maharaj. He was having the size of the thumb. Angushta matram amalam. Amalam means he was transcendental. Spurat puratam aulinam. He was wearing this beautiful crown, golden crown on his head. Apivya darshanam shamam. He was very beautiful to see. And tadit vasasam achyutam. The dress which Lord was wearing, which was yellow dhoti, it was very much glaring like the lightning. So that was the darshan which Parikshit Maharaj got in the womb of his mother Uttara. And then Parikshit Maharaj continues to grow up, and at that time, as soon as he is born, at that time Yudhishthir Maharaj calls Kripacharya, Daumya Rishi, and he wants to make an astrological calculation of what this child would be like. What are the different qualities this child will be exhibiting. At that time the sages say about the qualities of Parikshit Maharaj, that he will have the best of the qualities. When it comes to equanimity of the mind, Parikshit Maharaj will be none other than Lord Brahma. When it comes to fighting or shooting arrows, Parikshit Maharaj will be like Arjuna. When it comes to giving charity, he will be like Shibi Maharaj. When it comes to tolerance, Parikshit Maharaj will be like Mother Earth, tolerating everything. When it comes to be practicing devotional service, Parikshit Maharaj will be like Prahlad Maharaj, a pure devotee of the Lord. So in this way, the sages speak about the glories of Parikshit Maharaj, comparing Parikshit Maharaj to the best of the people who exhibit that quality. And after that, then the sages say that his name will be Vishnu Rat. Tasmad namna Vishnu Ratah iti loka bhavishyati nasandeho mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan. Since this child has been personally protected by the Supreme Lord Vishnu, therefore he'll be known as Vishnu Rat. Tasmad namna Vishnu Ratah. He'll be famous as the child who has been protected by Lord Vishnu, Vishnu Ratha. Iti loka bhavishyati. He'll be famous as Vishnu Ratha. Na sandeho mahabhaga. One should not doubt that he'll be a great devotee of the Lord. Mahabhagavato mahan. Because the child got the darshan of the Lord in the womb of his mother. So therefore, Prabhupada writes, any child who gets, so therefore why he was named Parikshit? Because when he came out of the body of Mother Uttara, he was trying to examine all the people and look at them and trying to see whether it is the beautiful form of the Lord which I saw in the womb of my mother. No, this is not. Whether this is the beautiful form of the Lord which I saw in my womb of my mother. No. So therefore, because the child was examining each and every living entity, so therefore the child was named as Parikshit. So Prabhupada writes that if a child like Parikshit Maharaj is given powerful impression of the Supreme Lord while he is in the womb of the mother, then the child becomes a great devotee of the Lord. So therefore, how the different kinds of samskaras are very important. And then immediately after the birth takes place, then the famous episode of how Parikshit Maharaj, as the ideal Raja Rishi, Prithu Maharaj, Parikshit Maharaj, he is encountering. After Lord Krishna departs this world, then all the Pandavas also think that there is no point in living, because Lord Krishna has departed. Yuga itam nimeshena chakshusha pravisham shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahiname. So since Lord Krishna has departed from this world, Yudhishthir Maharaj and all the Pandavas think that there is inauspicious signs all over. So which means that Lord has departed. So let us also immediately retire. So although Yudhishthir Maharaj was the king of not one small state, he was the king of the entire seven seas, seven continents, the entire world, Bharat Varsha. But when Lord Krishna left, Yudhishthir Maharaj, as an ideal devotee, he immediately left. And he saw that Parikshit Maharaj is competent. He is competent to become a king. And from his character point of view also, he is very pure. So now let us hand over all the responsibility of the kingdom to Parikshit Maharaj and let me retire. So that way all the Pandavas retire and then Parikshit Maharaj is enthroned as the king. And then as soon as Parikshit Maharaj is enthroned as the king, Parikshit Maharaj begins to go all around the citizens and to see. So previously the kings used to send spies, because what the people are discussing regarding the rule of the king, it was very important for the king to know. Generally we see when people come together, they discuss about, oh, this leader is doing like this, this government was good, this government was bad. So that is one of the common discussions which people have. So previously kings used to personally go in a disguised way to hear what the citizens feel regarding the rule of the king, whether I am doing something wrong, or they used to send spies. So Parikshit Maharaj was traveling around and he was hearing that how people were very happy till now because of the rule of his predecessors, Yudhishthir Maharaj and all others. And they were also glorifying Parikshit Maharaj as being a great devotee of the Lord and a very good king who was truly taking care of their interest. The prajas were being protected very nicely. So Parikshit Maharaj hears all these things. And then at one point when Parikshit Maharaj is going, he is seeing how this bull who is standing on one leg, the three legs of the bull is totally not there. And the bull and the cow, the discussion is there. And this is the first time Parikshit Maharaj is seeing in his citizen, in his country, this kind of a scene. Never before has Parikshit Maharaj seen that under his leadership, under his guidance, someone was giving trouble to the bull and the cow. And so he was actually wondering whether it is bull or cow, or is it some kind of a demigod who has come in the form of bull and cow to give some instruction. So, and Parikshit Maharaj was seeing how this apparently a person who is dressed as a king, but actually is a Shudra, he is trying to beat the bull and the cow. And then Parikshit Maharaj is going there and he is trying to ask the bull that, who are you? And please tell me the cause of your suffering. And he is also trying to ask Mother Cow, I see that you are very emaciated, you are very weak, you are crying. Why are you suffering? What is the reason? Parikshit Maharaj is trying to find out. And Prabhupada says that the Kali Yuga begins when people who are not at all qualified. This Kali, who was a Shudra, he is dressed as king and he is killing the cows and the bulls. So the ideal symptom of Kali Yuga is leaders who are practically on the level of Shudras, they are being appointed as administrative heads. And the first thing they do is they give open license to kill the cows and the bulls. And throughout this section, Prabhupada is giving a stark difference between a monarchy, an ideal leader, a monarch, versus now the system of democracy. How there is a lot of difference. And Prabhupada says that when the cows and bulls are not taken care by the leaders, in the Vedic culture, the leaders used to give protection to five kinds of people. The Brahmanas, the cows, the women, the old people and the children. So all these five kinds of people were given protection by the leader. And here in this age of Kali Yuga, all the leaders, they speak of economic development, they want to increase the economy, but they don't know that to the degree they want peace and prosperity, but to the degree the cows and the bulls are not taken care, to that degree there cannot be economic prosperity. How much ever different kinds of plans we may speak about, many policies may come, but there is a strong connection between protection of cows and bulls and the flourishing of a prosperous economic society in the state. Unless the leaders see this connection, till that time the society is not going to flourish, how much ever different policies come. So that's how Prabhupada is giving various lessons through how Kali is going and hitting the Dharma personified, who is in the form of bull, and Mother Earth is there in the form of cow. And then Parikshit Maharaj is going and asking, who is the cause of your suffering? He is going and asking Dharma the bull. And we know that how Dharma the bull is not directly pointing out to Kali. Apparently it is very clear that here is Kali who is taking a stick in his hand and is trying to beat. But Dharma the bull gives a very philosophical reason that different people say there are different causes of one's suffering. Someone says that Daiva is the cause of suffering. One says one's own Swabhava is the cause of suffering. So there are different reasons he gives. He directly does not point out. So understanding the different things which Dharma, the bull, says, Parikshit Maharaj understands that the way you are speaking, it is very clear that you are none other than Dharma personified. Because you know the principle very well that if someone points out that this person is the cause of my suffering, then that person himself will get punishment. So therefore, although someone is giving me trouble, but this person is just an instrument. Like Prabhupada used to always give this example, that if the postman comes to someone's house and the postman delivers a money order, or sometimes the postman may come and a telegram may be given that someone has died or you have lost so much money. So there is no point in directly blaming the postman, whether he gives you money, good news, or whether he gives you bad news. Ultimately, he is just an instrument. So therefore, Dharma, the bull personally, when he saw the Kali is giving suffering, he did not directly point out. And then Parikshit Maharaj, as an ideal leader, trying to protect his citizen, immediately he goes and he chastises Kali that you cannot stay in this kingdom, because as long as I am there, my duty is to ensure that all the citizens are being protected and all citizens get an opportunity to practice based on their varna and ashrama. So if you are there, then already all kinds of falsehood, avarice, cheating, everything is spreading in the society. So I cannot allow you to stay where citizens are there. And immediately when Parikshit Maharaj is about to kill Kali, at that time Kali says that I am also your resident and you should also give me shelter. So please, I am surrendering myself to you. Please give me places where I can live and also be one of your citizens. Because it is Kali Yuga and Kali has to live there. So Prabhupada says that many times people say that already it is Kali Yuga, and in Kali Yuga it is expected that all kinds of cheating, falsehood, greed, lust, all these things will go on. So what is the point in trying to rectify this situation? Kali Yuga is going to remain like that. Prabhupada says that it is telling that rainy season is going to come. So in the rainy season, lot of rains will keep coming. But does it mean that ordinary person will not take any protection? Oh, it does not mean that if it is a rainy season and the rains will fall, one will keep getting wet. No, one will take proper precaution to protect himself from rain. So therefore, when someone says that, oh, it is Kali Yuga, all kinds of wrong things are going to happen, how can we do? In what way can we protect ourselves? What way can we protect other people? No. Therefore, if someone follows the principles that is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, then one can stay unaffected from the influence of Kali Yuga. So therefore, when Parikshit Maharaj is trying to stop Kali and Kali is asking, please give me some place to stay, then Parikshit Maharaj, he tells the famous verse that wherever there is these four activities that go on, meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling, these four places I allow you to stay. Then Kali says that, please, as long as you are there, all these four things will not be entertained. So please give me some more place to stay. And then Parikshit Maharaj tells that wherever there is lot of black wealth, wherever there is excessive amount of gold, at that place I give you permission to stay. And from that day onwards, Kali started spreading its influence and staying in places where these five kinds of activities, wherever there is meat eating, intoxication, gambling, illicit sex, and where there is excessive accumulation of gold, at that place Kali enters. And we see, wherever there is lot of black wealth, externally it may appear that the family is very wealthy, but then the nature of Kali is to induce quarrel and hypocrisy. So we see a lot of conflicts keep happening, and ideally the wealth has to give one satisfaction and happiness. But whenever the artha is not based on dharma, then that artha does not give that satisfaction. And that wealth becomes a cause of conflict between the entire family. So as Parikshit Maharaj gave his place to Kali to reside, Kali gradually started spreading its influence and slowly, slowly. But Prithu Maharaj is an ideal king. We see how he restricted the influence of Kali. Kali was trying to spread his influence everywhere, but he restricted the influence of Kali. Because an ideal king or a leader, if they see that some injustice is happening in the state and if they don't take remedial measures, then the king's lifespan will get destroyed, his good birth will get destroyed, all his piety will get destroyed. So therefore, it is very important for the king or the administrative head to take the right decisions and the right steps to give proper protection to the citizens. As we see, here Parikshit Maharaj also gives that. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, like here Prithu Maharaj, is glorified here for giving proper shelter to the citizens and taking care of the citizens and avoiding the citizen to get impure by allowing the adharma to enter. So here also we see how Parikshit Maharaj also properly, like an ideal Rajarishi, like Prithu Maharaj, how through his wonderful birth and through his wonderful rule is ensuring that Kali does not enter. So he is giving protection to the citizens, and also he is a great devotee of the Lord. So naturally, yatha raja tatha praja, so that the prajas also get an opportunity to practice devotional service because the king is leading by example. So that's how today we saw in this verse, especially instructions by King Prithu, we saw first that how Prithu Maharaj instructed, he is beginning his instructions verbally, but before that verbal instruction, Prithu Maharaj has begun to instruct through his actions. And we saw different examples through the life of Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj not accepting the glorification from the bards which they gave, showing his humility. And the second, we saw how Prithu Maharaj paradukha dukhi, how he is feeling for the pain of the citizens and is immediately arranging for the grains. And Prithu Maharaj showing his quality of non-enviousness. So these are the different qualities by which Prithu Maharaj, before beginning to preach to his citizens, he has already preached through his actions. And now the instructions is just a detail, because they are already seeing Prithu Maharaj speaking. And then secondly, we saw how Prithu Maharaj's duty as a king, he is explaining here, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, I have been given the authority to give protection to the citizens and ensure that citizens are engaged in performing their varnashram duties. And we saw how Prithu Maharaj or Parikshit Maharaj, the same theme of all the Raja Rishis, how Parikshit Maharaj also gave shelter to the citizens and protected them from danger. The greatest danger was the danger of Kali, which was infiltrating the kingdom, and Parikshit Maharaj also took remedial steps. And that's how these great Raja Rishis, through their thoughts, words and action, they will instruct all of us, and they also leave a great legacy that how an ideal leader should rule, how an ideal administrator should rule. So whether someone is a parent, whether someone is a spiritual master, someone is a teacher, all are having this leadership roles, because there are some people who are there below them whom they are influencing. So in these sections we see ideal leader, ideal king, or a teacher, or guru, or parents, how they need to adopt these principles so that they can set a proper legacy, proper example by which everyone can peacefully practice Krishna consciousness. So I stop here. Anyone has any questions or comments, we can take, or else we can stop here. Any questions or comments? Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Nithai Gaur Premanande.